The tropics kicking up problems for Florida. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. What could become Tropical Storm Alex is hammering Florida with intense rain and thunderstorms. Naples Mayor Teresa Heitman.
The most important thing is that our residents and our visitors and our tourists, our new homeowners here, know that it's not time to panic. Just be prepared. Hunker down.
Fox Weather Steve Bender is on nearby Marco Island.
This area is under a tropical storm watch through Saturday, as they're expecting widespread rain from 5 to 10 inches, with localized areas getting up to a foot.
The storm system may not strengthen into a tropical storm until it passes over Florida and reaches the Atlantic. U.S. employers added more jobs than expected in May, but that may not be good news because wage pressures could make inflation worse.
Even though inflation is actually crushing Americans, the president is praising the new job numbers. This is regardless of the out-of-control gas prices and gripped supply chain. The report shows 390,000 jobs were created in May, which does beat expectations, but it also fell short of April's 428,000 jobs created.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's concerned about the global economy, so he's going to cut 10% of the automaker's salaried workforce. Federal agents arrest former Trump advisor Peter Navarro on charges of contempt of Congress after he refused to comply with the January 6th committee subpoena. Navarro told reporters Friday that he thinks that this is a government problem and that he wants the case that he filed against the House of Representatives committee to go to court before his charges on contempt are processed. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New estimates say the Census Bureau may have undercounted in some areas and overcounted in others.
Well, the Census Bureau recently re-examined its 2020 survey and found through new estimates that the population of 14 states were either overcounted or undercounted. The latest data shows the census undercounted the number of people living in six states, including Texas, Tennessee, and Florida, while overcounting the number of people living in eight states, including Delaware, Hawaii, and Rhode Island. Now, the report does not say why the numbers were a bit off, but the Bureau's director says achieving an accurate count for all 50 states in D.C. is always a difficult in Denver, and these results suggest it was difficult again in 2020, particularly given the unprecedented challenges we faced.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The Navy says one of its fighter jets crashed in the Southern California desert Friday, killing the pilot. No word on why the FA-18E Super Hornet went down or the name of the pilot. And an artist is trying to help heal his community.
A Colorado artist is using clay and sculpting to help the community cope with recent tragedies. Joshua Margolis's new motto is fire pots, not guns.
It really was me to process the tragedy, but also put a statement out there that there are things that we can do. We can be creative and channel it that way.
The artist is using his studio out of step clay in Wheat Ridge to not only help people learn how to mold pieces out of clay, but to find space to cope with some of our nation's recent tragedies, including the shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde. Uvalde, Texas. Margolis has been working as an artist and sculptor molding clay for more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a company wants to make taser-armed drones to stop school shootings. Axon says it's working on building such drones. And even though its own technology advisors quickly panned the idea as a dangerous fantasy. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.